Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When we were last in Murundoy, Divine advised Brian to have Ignatius visit a doctor because she felt there had to be some reason for his irrational behavior. Ignatius visited Shelley and was quite amused to see her trying to separate her garbage. Coretta and Ryan attended the launching of the Green Generation project at the Murundoy Primary School. She tried to find out what was the relationship between his father and Shelley, but Ryan was not interested. Later, she visited Shelley and advised her to have a health check. As we return, Lucille is chairing another meeting of the Environmental Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to this afternoon's meeting. Today, we will be doing a few activities. Most important is that Mr. Kevin Squires will be doing a detailed lesson on compost.
Lovely.
But first of all, let's go over the ground rules.
Oh gosh, Lucille, you're gonna be so boring.
Excuse me, Sister Patsy.
You're putting people to sleep.
You can excuse yourself.
I have every right to be here. This environmental club is for the village.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ignore Sister Patsy.
You see the people done ignoring you? Kevin, by start the activity, let the people learn how to compost properly.
Sister Patsy, I am the one in charge
and
here.
And that is very sad.
All right, Miss Lucille and Miss Patsy, remember we have children here.
Look, y'all, hurry up here. Minga all day.
Kevin, you may proceed.
All right, everyone. How is everybody doing today? Great. So this afternoon, I'm going to be teaching you all about composting. We'll do a theory first, then we'll do a practical demonstration.
Somebody should compost Lucille.
Boy, these old Tantarias out to Arda.
Sister Patsy, there's no need for your disrespect. Why don't you just leave?
Yes, Sister Patsy. Please, no more disruptions.
All right, I'm going to shut my mouth for the rest of the afternoon.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Is something, Lucille?
Well, I tell you, I thought I didn't have manners. Kevin boy, let me hear how we really do this composting.
All right. First of all, everybody know what composting is?
Not really. Okay.
I think I got an idea.
When you leave things to rot, should apply to people's
Sister Patsy, I thought you said you were not going to say anything else.
Kevin, you really expect me to sit down here and keep me mouth shut all afternoon?
No class or decorum.
Like the wig on your head.
All right, that's it. Sister Patsy, I'm going to ask you to leave.
That's why I do.
You keep disrupting the meeting and we can't have that here. We're trying to set an example for the little children, ma'am.
All right, I promise I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm here to learn just like everybody else.
Huh. Miss Lucille, please don't instigate anything.
Get on with the lesson.
All right. So composting is basically natural decomposition of plants and animals.
Decomposition? Kevin, me go far in school and there's enough more people here who don't. So I know.
Hello, hello, that's where I find you, Edgar.
The same place I find you.
Hello, hello, hello. Come on.
Goodness gracious me. A tribe of yard fowls. What did I get myself into?
Please, people. We're not going to get anywhere like this.
I don't have anything to say. Is this young lady over here?
Pepper. My name is Pepper.
Dot up on your birth certificate.
Ask your father. Oh.
All right. Are you people adults? Seriously, man? Stop it.
Please answer my question. What is decomposition.
Decomposition means rotting, okay? When things start to rot, we say that they are decomposing. That's good enough?
Yeah, I understand now. Thank you.
All right, moving on. So as I was saying, composting is a natural decomposition or rotting of plants and other things that were once alive.
Like people?
Heavens!
No, Pepper. We don't compost people.
She a little slow.
Okay, because you said, and other things that were once alive.
All right, let me tell you things that you can compost. Baked goods like bread. You can compost rice and pasta.
I eat all of them, so scratch them off me list.
Tea leaves, tea bags, coffee grounds, fruits, vegetable scraps are some of the other things you can compost.
Oh, well, this is lovely to know. You know how much tea bags I just throw away when the day come? Plus all the skin from them greens.
Actually, some of the skin from greens are good to eat. Belanger, for example, the skin has a lot of nutrients.
Thank you for a valid contribution, Sister Patsy.
Let's see how long that will last.
Now I brought samples of things you can compost. What I just described are things from the house, what you call green stuff.
Okay.
But from the house, you can also compost paper towels, serviettes, eggshells, shredded paper, which will include cereal boxes, newspapers, etc. We call these household products brown.
Nice.
Good.
Everybody clear so far?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, moving on. Things you can compost from the yard include leaves, grass clippings, plants and plant trimmings. Make sure the plants don't have any disease. That's clear?
And why are you still here?
To look at your beautiful face, Lucille.
Ah, I feel so loved.
Kevin, I understand.
And everyone else? Okay, you can also compost wood, but in small pieces.
Lovely.
So what I just talked about are things that can be composted. But what are some of the other things that you shouldn't compost? Can you name a few?
Well, we know people is one.
Poor girl. Mother probably dropped her on her head.
Well, generally, you can't compost meat. And that includes fish, chicken, beef, bones, etc.
What about salt fish? It's dry.
Yeah, you're special.
Well, I ain't this pretty for nothing.
Proof that beauty doesn't equal brains.
And you're proof that brains don't equal beauty. Lady, I know when people try to insult me, so carry it.
All right, Peppa. Remember, children are here.
Sorry, but this big woman upsetting me.
Same thing I was saying.
The answer to your question, Peppa, is no. You cannot compost saltfish. You also can compost things like fat and grease and oils. And all dairy products, including cheese.
Well, I love cheese.
You also cannot compost weeds that have gone to seed, diseased plants, as we just mentioned before. Large branches, roots, and other things like that. Also plants sprayed with non-degradable pesticides. And I think it's common sense that you cannot compost waste from animals like cats and dogs.
Don't say it's obvious, Kevin. We know we have some special people here.
Thank you, Sister Patsy. Moving on. So, what exactly is compost? Anyone?
Don't watch me. I don't know.
Am I allowed to answer?
Yes, Sister Patsy.
It's basically a dark, crumbling substance. And it's good to add to your household plants and your garden soil.
Someone read.
Thank you, Sister Patsy. That is what compost is.
Kevin, before we get to what the final product is, don't you think it would be wise to tell the people exactly how to get that?
I was going to do that, Miss Lucille. Thanks. So basically what you need to make compost are organic materials. We named many before, air and the right amount of water. You will need a container to collect your kitchen scraps, something to turn it up, like a shovel or fork, and also a bin for the backyard.
This sounds like enough work.
It requires patience and dedication. For the bins, you can either have a circular wire bin, a barrel bin with holes. It is recommended that you put half-inch holes every 6 inches to ensure proper air circulation. Compost bins can also be made from cement or brick.
Okay, so I got my bin. What next?
All right. When building your compost heap, you can start by layers of twigs or some other solid material. Then you can add some brown material like paper towels or eggshells or some wood. Then you can put a layer of green material like some vegetable or fruit waste.
People been talking about this thing in Murundi like it's a walking park. But this is a lot of work. Me know that I can able.
Once you get into the habit, it's not a lot of work, Peppa.
Yes, and what I just described are the initial or the starting stages. After you make your heap, you can add some garden soil. After a few days, you can start adding all your composting materials to the pile and turning it up.
Okay, so how long it takes to actually get the compost?
The compost is ready when it smells earthy. It shouldn't smell rotten.
Okay.
It should look like this. Dark, crumbly soil, as Sister Patsy described. Some compost can be ready within 2 to 3 months if you maintain the right moisture, turn it every day, and so on. But generally, it takes 5 to 6 months before compost is ready to use.
But the time is worth it.
And most importantly, it's good for the environment. It converts waste into a valuable resource, helps to break down the heavy clay and sandy soils, helps to reduce erosion, helps the soil retain moisture.
Breathe, Kevin.
Improves plants' health and growth, increasing yields, increases nutritional quality of homegrown foods, raises the fiber in soil, helping it to bind together, recycles nutrients back into the soil.
You're going a little fast, but it's all right. I record it on my phone.
It reduces reliance on landfilling of waste. It reduces reliance on toxic chemicals and pesticides, reduces water demand of trees and plants, and encourages a wider diversity of living organisms in your garden.
Kevin, there's a mouthful.
You should run for president.
Is that all for now, Kevin?
Any other questions?
Just one for me.
Yes, Sister Patsy.
We could compose the ugly big old Lucille's head.
Sister Patsy!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Marundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.